Hi everyone, it's 7:53 a.m. It's Monday, May 22nd, so this is a new episode. So I have mobility today, and we're meeting at Dunkin' Donuts. We're going to do some street crossings, and if I don't record on the bus, I'm probably just like reading my book or something. So that's why I'm reading my book or listening to music. So I was up for a little while, just was getting ready, and was just playing Dice World for a little bit. For those of you that don't know, it's an app, and it's a game that you play against other people. So, I was playing that, and, I'm ready to go. I'm just going to go downstairs and finish getting my stuff together, and I will talk to everybody later. It is 8:38 and I just got on the bus a few minutes ago. We have 3 pickups that are in my town, and then we have 2 people to drop off that are on the way, and then I'll be getting dropped off. So I knew it was going to be a lot of stops because we came at the end of my window, but I'm going to just sit here and enjoy the ride, and I'll talk to everyone when I get there. Hi everyone, it's 10:05, so I'm here. I've been here for a while. I've been here since about 9:30. I did get something to eat. I got orange juice, I got a bagel with cream cheese, a plain bagel, and I got hash browns. So I got something to eat, and then I also, now I'm just sitting here just waiting for my mobility instructor to get here. He'll be here around 10:30, so I'm just waiting for him. I was just reading my book for like over an hour. I was reading my book on the bus, and then in here for a little bit. I took the AirPods out because I know it sounds like I'm underwater when I'm using them. So I took them out. Tomorrow I'm gonna be off because the guy who was supposed to drive me, he had to take off. He has to go somewhere. So he said he told his supervisor that he had to take off, but maybe she forgot and she put him on the schedule to drive me. So he was like, well, I'm available Wednesday. See if maybe your clients can do Wednesday. So I have an office day, and I know like I can, you know, I don't have to go to the office on Wednesdays, like if I have clients, but I already scheduled transportation. I do have a lot of stuff to do, so I'm just going to reschedule them. I could call them now, but I don't have my work phone with me, so I'm going to have to call them when I get home. So yeah, but I'm going to go for right now, and I will talk to everyone later. So I used to have a long hair. Hi everyone, it is 11:55. I'm just waiting here to go outside for paratransit. We got back a few minutes ago. The lesson went well. We went into Rite Aid. I got a few things. I got sour gummy worms, a box of chocolates, and a cherry Pepsi, which I'm drinking now because I need some caffeine after that lesson. But I'm going to go home, take care of the dogs, have lunch, and I will talk to everybody later.
Hi, everyone. It is 7:36 p.m. It's much later now. When I got home, I took care of the dogs. I had lunch. And then I had to go on the computer because I needed to see what was going on for tomorrow, if I had gotten any emails or anything. And I hadn't. The driver, he called me when I was in Dunkin' Donuts, and he said that his supervisor said there wouldn't be anybody available, so it was either him or no one. So I had emailed my boss about it when I got home, and she said she would look into it, and she emailed them, I guess, from the scheduling team, and they said there was nobody available and that I would have to reschedule my appointments. So it sucks, but I had to do that just because I have no way to get there. So I had to document it that it was canceled by me because there was no driver. So that way it didn't look like it was the client's fault, which it wasn't. I had every intentions of going. And obviously it stinks because when I don't work, I don't get paid. So that's another thing that I hate. But yeah. So, I did go to Rite Aid earlier and I got a few things. I did mention that, I had to buy a bag. So I think next time I go, I'm just going to bring a bag. so yeah, I should always have a bag with me because you just never know, like when you're going to stop at a store or something. But yeah, I'm going to go for right now, and I will talk to everyone tomorrow.
Hi, everyone. It's 12:54 p.m. It's the next day. It's Tuesday, May 23rd. So I'm off today because there was no driver. I had talked about that yesterday, but this morning, the driver, the supervisor, who all the drivers work for, she called me and she said someone had called out and there was a driver available. And she's like, I know you probably moved some appointments around, but there's a driver available now that someone called out sick. So do you want the driver? And I just told her, I just said, no, I already canceled the appointments. I mean, I could have called the clients and just been like, hey, you know, do you still want the lesson? I can come after all. And then called her back, but I had already canceled the appointment. So I already called them. Like what if the clients wanted to like run an errand or something? So I just told her, no, I didn't need the driver. But I did reschedule the appointments for next Tuesday. So hopefully I can come. So yeah, but that sucks. Cause like I said, when I don't work, I don't get paid. So I had KFC for lunch. I had the new chicken nuggets and I had fries. And I also made my lunch for tomorrow. I have a bologna sandwich, pretzels, and I'm going to fill up my water bottle and have water. I think I might actually fill up my Yeti because I'll have more water in there. So we'll see. But I'm just hanging outside right now. I emptied the dishwasher. My laundry's in the dryer. So yeah, I will talk to everyone later. Hi everyone. It's 8:51 a.m. It is the next day. It is Wednesday, May 24th. So I'm going to the office today. I'm going to start getting ready and get everything together that I need. I'm packing lunch today and I'm taking paratransit both ways. I have an Excel spreadsheet that I need to work on, and then if there's time, I will work on another one of my training courses. And then I have a client who called me, so I'm going to call her back when I'm in the office. So I'm going to do that. And that's about it. I'll see what I have time for because you never know with paratransit. So like there could be a lot of stops on the way. So you just never know. But next Wednesday, I have to be there for a mandatory meeting. So I plan to book that today when I'm there, but I will talk to everyone later. Hi everyone, it's 1:55 p.m. I didn't record anything before because I was doing paperwork and I was doing a couple of those trainings I had to do. There's one I was going to do. It was basically an evaluation on one of the classes that I had done, but it's not accessible, so I'm going to come back to that. And I was like, I need to just walk away from it for right now, so I didn't get to the Excel spreadsheet, but I think I'm going to do that when I'm here next week. Maybe Friday I'll work on another training course because I only have 2 appointments and then I'll be done. So I'll do that. And then I do have to go outside now, but I did want to record something before I left. I don't have my therapy session today. He had to cancel. So yeah, I can just relax when I go home. I can read my book and stuff. My brother's coming over tonight for dinner, so yeah, I'm going to get ready to go. I just got the call, so figure they'll probably be there closer to the beginning of my window, so I'm gonna go out there and I will talk to everyone later.
Hi everyone, it's 3:20, so I'm now home. I've been home since about, I would say, about 1:45, so we did have 3 stops. We had to pick someone up, and then we had 2 people drop off before me. Then we had somebody going to the transfer point. So I had the same driver this morning, and we picked up some of the same people. So that's like a coincidence that like never happens. So yeah, I was finishing recording that, and then I was getting ready to go downstairs, and then someone told me that paratransit was there, so I was like, I like raced out of there, and I'm like, well, it's not even 2:00 yet, and the driver was like beeping the horn, but I think that my window started like a few minutes before 2:00. Now that I say that, I think it did. So I'm just going to relax the rest of the night, and I will talk to everyone later. Hi everyone, it's 9:53 a.m. It's Thursday, May 25th, so it's the next day. I'm just getting ready to go to work. I am ready. I have a cup of tea here. Gonna be drinking that. It's one that gives you energy, so felt like I needed that this morning. So yeah, I'm just waiting for my driver to come pick me up. He's coming pick me up around 10:15. I have 2 appointments today. One's at 11, one is at 1. So I'll have an hour in between, but it does take about 25 minutes to get to my next appointment. And we're going to go get lunch in between. There's a Wawa that's right by this guy's house. And I will make sure I remember a bag today because I didn't. Well, it's not that I don't remember. Sometimes I just don't feel like bringing a bag, or I don't have my backpack with me. So I'm going to remember to bring a bag with me. So, yeah, I'm going out with my friend on Saturday, and I also went on Amazon last night. We needed more dog bags. We needed more poop bags for the dogs. So my mom said we were running low, and I also got those individual bags of nuts. We got them for my brother's birthday party because they were part of the favor, but I got more because they obviously, like, they, believe it or not, like, nuts in individual bags like that. And they're like the ones that you see in like the stores or like a movie theater or something with the little individual bags, or a convenience store or like a vending machine or something like that. Believe it or not, those are not that expensive. Like, you'd think they would be more expensive that in like individual portions because like it's more work to put them in the bags. And but I had gotten a jar of mixed nuts for my mom for Mother's Day, and those were more expensive. So I don't know. I find that really strange that I don't know. I'm kind of surprised that nuts in individual bags are not like that expensive, but
Yeah, I got those too because I figure like for work, I could just grab a bag of nuts because nuts have protein in them and protein keeps you fuller longer rather than like filling up on like candy or whatever. For example, so yeah, I'm just sitting here waiting for my driver to get here. I'm gonna have this cup of tea here and then I will talk to everyone later.
Hi everyone, it's 3:33 p.m. So I'm home. Both my appointments went well, and now I'm just relaxing. So I don't have anything going on the rest of the night, and I'm just going to end it here, and I will talk to everyone next week.